press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you don't make my ears will hear.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
It's all driving to get my cock sucked.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
You got a new show, Ben?
Yeah, you got a web
series. Oh, yeah, babies. Yeah, are we starting now?
This is it. We're in, baby. This is the mug off that just plays in the intro. And now.
Fucking hell. You guys play it fast and loose. Let me tell you.
We're about to cowboys, baby.
We're a bit of improv.
Welcome
well.
Back.
This
is going to be another great episode. I can feel it. I can feel it. Feel it in my bones.
Yep.
We're joined by a very special return guest, Ben Russell, down the line. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, you sweet boys. It's always a pleasure and an honor, frankly.
Now, that poster of Hawk, did you put that up to hide your poster of Scarface or Pulp Fiction? It's like
this is you're in my spare room.
Oh.
I'd convert it into a studio space. And that's Rucker Stedford. That's the I think the 97 Rucker Stedford poster. Oh, Mambo.
Beautiful.
That's an original. Better.
Do you spend much time in a spare room?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too. I think I need to set up a home office that's just like somewhere for the cats to shit. Oh, man.
Boys, I got to plug this.
Yeah,
do it. Please,
yeah,
please do.
It.
Please. Let's.
I got to plug it.
Runs out.
Big old plug. A web series. Mm. I know what you're thinking. Oh, watch out. A fucking web series. Look at this.
Another
cunt.
One of them.
Oh, yeah.
Another fucking... That's what the world needs. But it's a web series. It's a comedy show by Xavier and myself.
I'm interested. I'm buying already.
I'm listening.
And a bunch of others. And it's great. We got funding for it.
Oh, beautiful.
Screen Australian, Screen West.
Wow.
And we shot it sort of... Not in the depths of lockdown, but during that sort of weird period last year, we shot it half in Perth and half in Melbourne, and it's a good time, and it's on Auntie Donna. They helped produce it as well.
Beautiful.
Nice. What's it about?
Yeah,
it is the name. It's a kids' after school special show. It's a kids' variety show that is with heavy religious undertones from made-up sun-worshipping cult.
Oh. Sick.
I love it.
Sounds good.
What are you blokes smoking over there, mate?
Wild shit, man. But it's good fun. It's a good time. It's out. It's fucked up.
Where
it's
can people
based
get
off
it?
A real thing that was in Perth called Sing Me a Rainbow that was this after-school show that was heavily Catholic.
Oh, man, Jesus. That sounds terrifying.
Not even I know about
yeah.
this.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's as terrifying as it seems. So we sort of modeled the show after that, and we get to be as fucked up and weird as we like.
From two boys who are
very good at acting,
in my opinion. Because
I don't know if you guys
know this,
but religion's a bit weird, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, they've got some freaky theories on things.
Not the one I follow, praise Allah.
I mean...
Bless you.
Yeah, we've got the prophet Muhammad over here.
Do you have a good you can break your fast at the moment because it's night time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, clearly. Yeah, dusk. Then dawn will come and it'll be back to the water. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Anyway, so tell me more about this show.
Good Lord.
You are pushing it, mate. Yeah. You're fucking pushing it.
Have they got Ramadan on this year, like the night market thing?
I
love
question.
Going to that, man.
Good question. I don't know, to be honest.
It's so good out there. I can walk around. I feel like I'm one of them.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a great time, that market.
Yeah.
I love that market.
Nobody's... They're but not anyway. Looking at me weird. They're looking at my white girlfriends weird.
Yeah. Someone get a hijab on that broad.
Yeah, Duggan looks Muslim. You look Jewish, Ben, if you don't mind me asking. And
was that a question?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jerry looks like he's missing a chromosome. And
we make it work. We get along despite looking
different.
Both looking Jewish and both looking. If we can do it, then that gives me hope, guys.
Yeah, send these improvisers to Gaza, I reckon. Sort it out.
Guys, got some funky sketches on Palestine?
You can check out Hug the Sun every Thursday. We're starting rolling out Thursdays at Grouse House, which is a YouTube channel.
Not to be mistaken with Grouse Mouse, who a contestant from Maths is starting his own clothing label.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Grouse Mouse?
Fuck yeah.
It's terrible. But Grouse House is sounds
what kind of shirts is he selling? Like just party shirts?
The lamest fucking like graphic t-shirts, but they're like
knockoff Ed Hardy's.
Sort of, but like kind of like they would probably look down at Ed Hardy. Mm. Even though Ed Hardy rules. It's like if you're a sign writer out there.
You're talking to a guy who had a few items of Hang Tough clothing, the official American Rosso clothing brand.
Oh my God.
All right.
I had sunnies. I had the shades that flipped up like that in a Hang Tough singlet.
You also did blackface.
Me? No, never.
Okay. Were you the coolest kid in TAFE?
They love me.
He still is.
Trick to being the coolest kid is TAFE. You just got to be the oldest student there, baby.
Yeah. It's so funny that you're Billy Madison in TAFE.
Back to school to prove to my dad that I am a fool, unfortunately.
Got kicked out of another one.
Now, so, don't you start with like going... Like talking about a famous mug off, or you've just abandoned that?
Who knows what we do anymore?
Yeah.
That yeah. format.
There's no structure. That's what the people love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there was homework. Last time I was doing it, I was like, what is this fucking irrational fear? This homework.
Yeah. Duggan, you've done that pod, right?
Yeah, irrational fear. I had to do some homework.
Yeah.
One of the most boring weeks of news you've ever experienced. And then they have me on there just being like, all right, we're talking coronavirus, baby.
Keeps bringing up the origin from 4 years ago. They're like, shut up.
I loved listening to it because it reminds me of when Duggan was on Q&A. He would just sit there fucking drunk. Yeah, well, fuck, you know, it's something. A bit of that.
Yeah, that guy's in a bit of strife, I reckon.
Yeah. Do you reckon you get the call up again, you reckon?
Yeah, probably.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'm thinking about throwing my hat in the ring. I've got some crazy theories on some crazy things.
I used to know a guy whose goal was to get his tweet on Q&A.
Yep.
Did he do it?
I think he did, yeah. And then he probably killed himself after that. Yeah.
He realized he wasn't going to get laid from it.
Oh. He did the seppuku. The honorable death.
I can't even remember the homework you had to do last time. I think you just had to... Didn't you just have to think of a couple of mug-offs?
Yeah. You probably... Yeah, it's the same homework.
You sent me a clip.
Oh, yeah.
You said, check this out. And I was like, why? And then we barely talked about it.
Yeah, it sounds like us.
This is...
Yeah, we rule, dude.
Yeah, we're keeping it on the toes. The show was in its infancy during that part, so you know we're still figuring out the ins and outs, the what have yous.
Look at us now, like a well-oiled machine, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've grown into a beautiful butterfly. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's spread retarded. Your wings, fly away.
It's flying and flapping in circles, straight into a spider's web, but.
Couple of greasy weasels. Anyway.
Some of the greasiest weasels.
What's been going on down in Melbourne, Ben, other than, you know, obviously preparing for this show that's coming out, Hug the Sun?
You know, we sipping on lattes. You know what it's like down here.
Are you still thinking
checking out some of the alleyways?
Are you still thinking about moving up here?
We were for a little bit, but then Maggie got work. She's working at Have You Been Paying Attention at the moment.
Nice.
And B, it's too fucking expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No spare and we got such a nice Sydney, mate.
Nah, that's it, right? Because I love the spare room. We can have guests. I can just be in here.
just jamming along.
I've never seen someone catch themselves mentally like that so slow. Like, I just can be in here and not doing anything.
I can be in here and have my quiet moments to myself of reflection.
Yeah, the hustle and the bustle.
On the days. Yeah, that's right.
Must be nice when you get the arse to not have to go to a couch. You can go to a spare bed.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And it's also, you know, where you'd go, say, okay, hypothetically, if you were to go out drinking, I know you guys would never do this.
No, never. Never.
And you would come home drunk.
Yeah, all right, I'm listening.
Duggan is like, why come home when you can just stay home?
Yeah, close the loop.
So... What are you guys? What's going on?
Oh man! You know it's a good episode when he's interviewing us.
What do you want out of life?
I've had a pretty big day today. I watched Deadpool 2, so I'm feeling sassy.
Fuck you, yeah! Watch out!
You shit biscuits, better watch it.
I fucking hate Ryan Reynolds so much. I think we should either not put him in anything or put him in everything at this point. Like, make him Sonic, make him fucking Pikachu, make him fucking.
I reckon there's multiple Ryan Reynolds out there.
Oh, I would kill myself if I found that out.
Walking among us.
And they're all talented.
They're not, though.
Some of your friends might be Ryan Reynolds, and you wouldn't even know it.
I mean, just looking at the people on this couch, it's none of us. A bunch of fat idiots. Got heads like drop meat pies.
You're a real beautiful man, but... Other two are quite ugly men.
Am I ears working? What the fuck?
No, they are, man. That's the problem. It's about time you found out.
I don't find either any of you sexually attractive.
It's totally fine.
Yeah, I'll pass on you as well, belly. You put the beard down and do a few sit-ups. Reapply.
I like to get that out in the open. I just like to come into a conversation and be like, I don't find any of you sexually attractive. And they just get it out in the open.
Yep.
You know, so you're not hoping or wishing.
And then we can just get on with the chat.
Yep. Oh, well, we thank you for
that. I, for one, will not be sitting here thinking whether or not you want to fuck me for this whole episode.
That's right, because I don't want to fuck you.
Yeah.
Well,
this seems like one of your characters.
I have so many characters, guys.
I'm a big fan of your new character that I saw in Melbourne, the guy with the new fishing show, that I was in physical pain.
Yeah, Duggan said hardest he's ever laughed at anything.
Yeah, close, because I stabbed him.
He's quick, this cunt.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Exciting news for me, Ben. You're a gamer. Just started a new... Create a player on Major League Baseball, the last game, not the one that just came out. So, yeah, thinking about making the AAA soon.
That's fucking so exciting for you. Get it, King. Post the W's.
I will. I modeled it after Charlie McCann. I'll post a couple of home runs for the gang.
That's so sexual and cool.
Yeah.
I've been playing some Call of Duty.
Fuck, I tried to play that, but it's all Warzone. Everything's fucking Fortnite now.
It's not everything is Fortnite. This one is not Fortnite. Oh. I find those Fortnite games they're scary.
Yeah.
They scare me.
It's too big a map. These kids already know what they're
terrified.
Doing. It's like I'm getting called the N-word again for the first time in ages. Like it's been a while.
Dang, gaming's back, huh?
It's good to go back to your roots.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm used to being called this.
Yeah, Halo Combat Evolved. Dear Lord. Man. Never heard so many cuss words.
You might as well go sailing.
mute everyone. You can mute everyone.
It's
right?
The coward's approach.
So you don't have to worry about that.
You know, you want to be. I think it like
embrace it.
Yeah, I think it makes me lift as a player. But then
the slur that I get is the F, the gay slur.
Yep.
On COD and those types of games, I just must. Sort of have that kind of that voice. People are like, oh, this guy.
I get people calling me a maggot.
A maggot?
I don't reckon they are.
You even here with dyslexia.
Yeah, come on over to Overwatch. Everyone's a little more like chill, and like it's more people saying someone's toxic.
You know what? Maybe I might do. I might do it. We'd if love you to play it, you. I would love to play. I'd love to play sometime.
Yeah, it's myself. Video games. Josh Cohen's playing on there.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few of us out there.
Well, that's God bless. It. I think there's enough Josh... lollygagging, guys, if you don't mind. It's been lovely catching
control
up.
Of this. I was about to ask you, when was the last time you got fucking mugged off?
I've got something for the council, for the big three, and I guess there. Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
I was out and about at 11:30 p.m. Don't tell mum.
Fuck, late one for you, Jerry.
Whoa. Late one.
Monica's been away for the weekend. He was cooking a roast.
Here I go again on my own. Oh. And then I was out late, and I was filling my car up. And I don't like to judge people normally, you know, like everyone each to their own or whatever. But as I was just walking in to pay for my fuel, I saw a guy coming out. With his a button shirt undone, 2 liters of iced coffee, going drinking it from the fucking from the cap, and I went and sat in my car and waited for him to walk away. I'm not crossing paths with this lunatic. Yeah. That much iced coffee at night.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I've never been more sure in my life. Someone's on their way to a crime.
Yeah, you're going to stop the coffee boss at about 9 p.m.
Oh my god,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Who needs 2 liters? Never need 2 liters of fucking iced coffee.
Yeah, that guy's...
2 liters at that time of night is definitely home invasion.
Yeah.
It's definitely,
he's getting 2 liters of milk to deal with the knee he's going to have in his back real soon.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, it shook me to my core because I was just like, oh, fuck this. I'm waiting for this to pass.
Where were you till 11:30 on a Sunday?
I was out. I only had a few beers, but I was out. I'd rather not tell you. Personally, it's my business, not yours. But I was on my way home when I ran into this man.
Yeah, on your way home from where?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there's this fucking cubicle me and a few guys hang out at. And
don't lie, you were doing improv class. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a little less embarrassing than going to a public restroom on the highway.
No, I wasn't going to improv class. I was going to a public restroom to suck off strangers.
You gotta believe me. You gotta believe me. It was him, a guy called Lance. No one was doing Space Jump, that's for sure.
Well, then what's this in your pocket? 3 suggestions, a place, a person, and a time. Get him out of here. You weren't sucking guys off at all. You were improving.
So,
I don't know
just
if that's...
Also on topic, I'd just like to say, I'd like to say that the person who I talked about, who shall remain nameless, finally acknowledged. I think we looked at each other and we exchanged words.
Oh, really? From the previous time you're on the show?
Yeah, if you can remember.
Oh, I remember.
Cast, yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never forget a bloke who's going to growl. Those eyes are for her, not for me, champ.
How did it go?
Yeah, it was fine. It was nice. You know, we were professional.
Yep.
We were cordial.
Yep.
We even sort of exchanged some words.
Yep.
So, of a pleasant nature.
This is getting into chat territory now.
Yeah, were you like, how far down the alphabet did you get? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
He just walked past and said, K. K. All I need to do is get to K. And it's over, brother.
Start hitting him with some angles.
Beautiful. What a beautiful time. Do you want me to talk about...
Would love to hear some more recent mug-offs from you, Ben.
Yeah. What have you got, mate?
I don't know if it's like a mug off per se, but I was the biggest one in my life for this year is a big one. I've spoken about it in public, you know, before, but it is I was at a wedding for a television for a reality television star.
Oh, really?
Dear Lord.
Yeah. I was at a wedding.
Rent a crowd for maths?
No. Okay. No, it was a real wedding, not a fucking made up imaginary wedding.
Experiment, as they say on the
show. Yeah, we didn't have to use our imaginations and go along with this fucking bullshit hollow charade.
Yeah. You went to a hot dog's wedding?
It was under God.
All of us are under God, Ben.
Yeah.
That's true.
The one true God, Allah.
Stop trying to push Islam.
I like it.
Duggan walks in the shadow. Mm.
He's under dogs.
But I was at a wedding and I made the mistake of stopping drinking. That was my first mistake. And I hadn't drunk for a while. I'm talking maybe like 5 months.
Yep.
Okay. And then on top of that, I have gotten diagnosed with ADHD. And I was on a brand new brain pill.
Yep.
That had, I'll give you the secret ingredient. It's amphetamines.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Good stuff, brother.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. We got to hang out, Ben.
Awesome. Yeah. Sorry. Not to interrupt, Ben, but I just can't find this guy in my messages. The bloke who is a mugger who said he'd give me a bunch of his brain pills. Could you hit me up again? Because I've lost you in my things and I really need a pill. Continue.
You're after brain pills. No, I get them. I get them off in a chemist now.
God,
it
must be.
A doctor said you got to take brain pills, and so I take these brain pills, and they give me superpowers.
Yeah, like Deadpool.
I could be real strong and I could just stand out, go to a service station with my shirt off.
Drinking an ice break.
I talk to aliens.
a higher plan.
Anyway, so I was cold and I was hungry and there was really good booze around.
Mm.
Okay.
So you were telling me about this. It was a fancy wedding in Tasmania, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was a fancy wedding in Tasmania. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful wedding. Okay, that's not the problem. The problem is not with the people that invited me or the wedding itself. It I got like seriously fucked up.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Like properly assholed. You know when you're cold, you just, you know, you drink because you're cold. And I didn't know anyone. I was there with Mags and I didn't know anyone at the wedding. And I was surrounded by other reality TV stars.
Lord, that's my dream.
And influencers. And I'll give you, it's not, because the reality is that these people are incredibly dull.
Wow.
Like, they're real fucking dull.
I reckon old Benny might get a couple of drinks under his belt and have something to say about that.
And that's what he did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I was like, I was talking very loudly. I was like, these guys are all fucking meatheads to Maggie just at the table. Surrounded by the meatheads.
Hey, we're trying to eat our meat over here.
Is he talking about, are we the meatheads? You know, that guy's calling me. And I just kept on doing it. Like, I kept on I'm drunk, so I think I'm being subtle, but I'm past that point at the moment. I'm into that level of drunk. I'm like, alcohol man, you know what I mean? Like,
you're Duff man.
You're more booze than man at this point.
Marvel is. I'm actually gonna be in a new Marvel movie called Alcohol Man.
Sorry, Doug. I'm gonna wait for you to find out you're not getting the part.
Yeah, just let me be an extra. Yeah. I'm the doctor that tries to share my powers with him.
You take a sip from Duggan's glass.
It's based Duggan's on your life, mentor. And you still didn't get the part.
So Duggan bit you. We weren't going to announce it yet, powers. But Duggan is.
I got these new amazing powers, and I'm just saying, I'm just telling them that they're meatheads and that they're fucking stupid and it's fine. And everyone's, the good news is that everyone's fucked up and these guys are really stupid that they don't really know how to deal with it. Like, I'm just being, I am, although if I was around me, I would have hated me.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. And I am around me, and I do hate me.
Oh, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, that's my friend you're talking about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it doesn't get – it gets better because then I was in a group of people, and I just sort of walked up to this group of people, and there was an AFL player there. And I just, like, they're talking about something in the media. I don't even know. I could have just, all I know, they could have been talking about fucking cats.
Yeah, their uncle's got cancer.
I just went in and said, sports people are so boring to listen to in the media. They're all just, like, they're just fucking narcissists. And the irony now, a comedian calling a sports person a narcissist is not lost on me.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Yeah.
But I wasn't thinking at the time. And I just slag off sports people of being dull, which they are. They play sport. They're athletes.
Well, hang on. You're getting... What about Fatty Vaughton?
Yeah, what about Fatty Vaughton?
Okay, I'll take... You know, but I would say that he is...
TV
one of the exceptions
that played sports.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. He's a slashy, so he's moved into TV personality. Mm. I think it's been done. And listen, I was not. I'm open to the idea that that I'm wrong. But you know, I've worked on some shows, and for the most part, especially like maybe not AFL players because you know they are larrikins, even if they are awful people. But. I worked on a show with like where we had a lot of Olympians on, and those people in particular, I think I stand by it. I think that they are very dull.
You said,
and
that
I think
to me one time
they have to be.
You said they're especially the ones in wheelchairs.
No, absolutely not.
No,
actually, like.
Because they're not real but Olympians. That's what you were saying, wasn't it?
Oh, God. Stop it. Please stop. I know what you're doing. Stop this right
now. Yeah, we're having a bit of fun on this.
Sorry, mate. Just good.
Stop it. Stop. I'm warning you. But I think that they have to be as well. Mm. Like, to do that level of commitment and drive and focus, that's all you're thinking about.
Yeah, you can't
you're
not be thinking interested about, in much else.
Yeah, you're not thinking
you've
about
you've got
riffs.
To think about, it's all about yourself. You can't, it's about your body, it's about your drive, it's about beating this thing and being the best.
Yeah.
And that's, and I get that. And I think that that's fucking fine. But I did say all sports people are narcissists. And boring.
And then handed
in
out
front
your,
of a bunch of people.
Handed out your now, card with your web series on.
I'm an artist, man. I'm an artist. I felt like I was fucking... I felt like I was that guy in the movie. There's been a few movies. It's a trope where you just have a dude at a wedding that's like really fucked up. Yeah. I was that guy in that movie. Like I was Adam Sandler when he loses his mind on The Wedding Singer.
Yep.
Like
way ahead of your brother.
I was that guy at the wedding. I was Andrew Wolf at a wedding.
Andrew Wolf at a cafe. Andrew Wolf at a restaurant.
On a Tuesday. With his kids.
Andrew Wolf at a custody hearing.
Yeah. And I just remember the group of people just being falling silent and just looking at me and me stumbling away over to Maggie and then telling her what happened. Not knowing that the couple, the people, the AFL player was still behind me.
Cracking his knuckles.
He was fucking giant. The dude is a fucking ruckman.
Jesus. Right? Jesus.
He could have crushed me and it wouldn't have even broken a sweat.
He could have done a center ball out, bounce on you, like just scritch you into a ball, bounced you from the center.
I think my saving grace was that I was at a wedding and we were dressed nice, and also everyone else was really fucked up. And so, yeah. And then but I did save it. I redeemed myself by passing out near the dance floor.
Nice.
Watch me do the robot. I'll win them back. I'll win them back.
So, and then it was time, because we were stuck there. I would have gone, you know, we went, took a bus out there. And then we went back on the bus on the way home, and I got off the bus and just ran into the night in Hobart CBD. I just lost my mind. I had a mental break that night, and it was due to a lot of alcohol and new brain pills.
Yep.
And
could happen to anyone.
Maggie had to walk through Hobart looking for you, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, yeah.
Look for a Ben-sized hole in a wall.
Yeah. I don't think I could, you know, express my feelings, but I think it was definitely why. Sort of a puzzlement, and I was too confused, and I was like, that's it, I'm running off into the night. I did the only thing that could help, and that was just run away into Hobart CBD.
That's how I deal with a lot of my problems.
Yeah. So swap out run for walk slowly.
Well, it's more of a metaphorical run, Jerry.
And Hobart CBD to
meta who?
Warm piss from the side of your bed.
That doesn't even make sense.
I'm a beer. A half drunk can of beer.
I thought you're saying he drinks his own piss.
Oh, he might as well at this point. Look at him drunker.
Anyway, my question is that a mug off, or is that mugging someone off?
That's mugging Maggie off.
And the AFL player.
Well, it's mugging Maggie off. Well, I mean, you know, Maggie's also had her day in the sun when it comes to drunken behavior.
I've been around for one of them before, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's fine. She was just concerned for me. She wasn't like angry. She was just like, are you all right?
Yeah.
He's
going to do his ACL if he keeps running like that.
Yeah.
I managed to apologize to people, all parties involved. Anyway, so everything's fine.
So you had to see him the next day, or did you have to message?
Yeah, because there was a hangover. It was a hangover. There was a after sort of barbecue thing.
Oof.
So I showed up there.
Hey, I could just imagine how sheepish you were.
I was both incredibly hungover and incredibly embarrassed.
You should have done that classic move where you walked in and were just like, I'd like to apologize to my partner, the club.
Yeah.
Fans, the people of the media.
The standard AFL apology.
You just hit them with the AFL apology.
I've let them down. I've let myself down.
I didn't realize she was 16.
You could have just walked in and been like, I hear my twin brother was here last night.
Yeah, that would have fooled these dopes.
Should have just walked in and doubled down on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I meant what I said, you big cunt.
Yeah, hey, I'm sober now.
He would have just picked me up and thrown me into the river, into the bay.
I like the twin brother idea. Just shave your mustache and be like, he wasn't here, was he?
Oh, did you guys meet evil Ben Russell?
That's my evil brother, Sven.
Sven Russell.
I've had a woman do that to me at Cafe Lounge once. Just claim that, oh, no, the last time he saw me and I was being a fucking lunatic, I've got a twin sister. This happens all the time.
I love it.
Fuck.
I love it. I love it.
That has happened to me legitimately. I went, because when I was in Chicago, there was some twins that were both comedians. And I went up, I knew one of them, and I went up to this other one, and I was like, hey, how are you? And they were like, what? I was like, oh, no, I've said something.
It happened with me.
Like, no, I'm legitimately a different person.
Yeah.
Absolutely brutal.
Edit this out, Jamie.
Don't edit this out. Now I don't have to spit in their beers anymore. I just spit on them in the street.
He stands by what he says.
It's killing me. I got to know what, like, without giving too much away, can you name the show these reality TV stars might have been in? Just so I can get an idea of what I'm dealing with. Like,
what universe?
The Bachelorette.
Oh, okay, cool. Yep.
Yep.
Nice.
So exactly the kind of influences you described.
Yeah.
There were just people that we were around in particular that were very influencery, and they ate away at me at the time.
Jeez. Yeah, that irked me.
Like, yeah.
A lot of fun.
I'm just not built for it. I'm not built for
schmoozing.
The influencer lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Just that very kind of like, you know, you're basically just a billboard.
Yeah.
For bullshit.
Sign me up. I'll be a billboard.
Man, check out Bill Hicks here. Huh? Yeah. Man, it's all fake, man.
Yeah, go pop that leather jacket on, Ben.
It's a real thing for me that I do actually like legitimate. I just can't stand influencers. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The people at the wedding were influencers, but they're quite nice. So I'm just being a cunt. And I was a cunt.
You get spoiled for conversation button laughs, like in your circles or whatever. You know, you got your Greg Larsons and your fucking Ann Edmonds and stuff. You go from that and you drop down to fucking talking to an influencer. It's like 100 levels down. It's just so boring. No one says anything funny. Yeah. And it's worse when they do try and be funny. You nearly prefer them not to be funny.
I think because it sounds extremely wanky, but... When your circle of friends are some of the funniest people in the country,
you get spoiled.
You do get spoiled for the riff.
They literally have awards for being the funniest people in the country. Like, it's like, no, I'm not lying. Like, they've got like shit on their mantelpiece. Like,
yeah, yeah,
they've done the yards.
That's right. You know? They've done the yards. So I think it's always a stretch. It makes me appreciate it when I like have to work in a place. You know, I get a job working in a place where there's no other like comics are around, and you're kind of like, oh, I mean, that's not to say that, you know, people that don't do comedy aren't funny, but they do. The riff is so honed, I think.
Yeah.
Now I know how you guys feel talking to influencers and sports stars after talking to me. Yeah, to drop down so many levels.
Can't you be the least funniest bloke on a job site? I'll tell you that much.
You know that's not true. Now you're just trying to hurt me. Come on, mate. Hurt people. What are you doing here?
At a wedding, and we might.
But I mean, you do it, Gerard. You have a job with normal people.
How dare you?
Normal people.
Yeah. Okay. I guess you could say sucking people off of the highway is normal people.
Do they know that you're a comedian? Do they know that you're a comedian? Because that's the worst thing when you.
Well,
like,
I never tell anyone. It's happened. It has got out a few times at jobs, but it's a pretty transient nature. My job. So like, you show up, you build something, you leave, and you go somewhere else. There's new people all the time.
Yeah, so, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Sometimes I find out something, just ask you the same fucking 10 boring questions, but it's no real issue. What are they going to be like? Oh, I don't think you should be getting laughs at night. Like, it reflects badly on this fucking wall you're building. You know, it doesn't matter.
So we've been talking to the boys, and it's just not appropriate. It's not appropriate that you're getting up there talking about, you know, All sorts of stuff, like observational things.
You're not talking about me up there, are you, mate?
Oh, God.
You can say that one of your jokes.
I could never do that, mate. I could never do what you do.
Now, don't be talking about this on stage. No, cunt. I talk about shit that people want to hear.
I'm talking Michael Caine impersonations.
I don't do impressions anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my
I've
god.
Quit the game.
Oh man.
That's so sad. Mm. Your David Quirk is still like the hardest I've laughed, I reckon, in 2 years. It was so good.
Well, I'll still do Quirk, but you know.
just for us.
That's quite good. It's quite weird, isn't it? It's quite strange.
Oh, it's so good. I love an obscure comedian like
impression. I've ruined the night, haven't I? That's on me, isn't it?
We could have just Quirk and Badrin on right now wanted to.
Ah, oh, David, you didn't ruin the night. But it was a good, it was a good night. It was a good night. I think there was a lot of laughs. Charlotte was impressed.
It could be, you tweak it just a little bit and you've got a Dan, you've got a Towns.
Hey,
yes. Maggie's here.
Oh, the Maggie. Wonderful Maggie.
I can't see her face.
Yeah, our screen's there.
Huh? Yeah, you're in there.
Yeah, now there we go.
Now we're cooking.
Good to see you.
Oh, now she slinks away. She came in with such confidence.
What'd she come in for? She didn't carry anything out.
Only she came to just check in and bother you boys.
Aw, that's very sweet of us.
But then you scared her away.
Consider us unbothered.
We might have to blank the name out here, but I was at a wedding with... I was with Okine, was there as well, and we were just chatting, and he was like, God damn, man, I'm getting hassled by just fucking people want to talk about the fucking job, man. And then, because I guess he was like the most famous person at the party, and then someone was like, mate, you've got to meet my uncle here. And then this uncle shows up, and he's like, mate, I've got some funny story. I'm pretty funny myself. And then we just dispersed and left Matt to hang on an island there.
So, fuck yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. We couldn't do it to you.
That's why I like being Xavier Michaelides' friend, because you can leave him with someone and he will just get stuck there and you'll get trapped. He allows himself to get trapped. So if enters the conversation that you're like, this cunt's the worst, you can just leave and Xavier will stay there and catch it. He's a great wingman.
Oh. Man, there needs to be an award for that, you know?
Yeah, true. I can't do it. I'm so rude with that.
I'll just walk away from people. I don't care.
Yeah, life's too short.
They kind of walk away from me when I just start like looking through them because I'm so bored.
Yeah. I was at a party and I got stuck with someone that was trying to, because I was tripping on acid, and someone, and when you tell someone that, they did that really annoying thing, they were like, oh, no.
Oh, so you're with the world's funniest person. Okay.
And I just, I
screamed. That's annoying sober.
I just went, and ran off.
That's some improv king work right there.
Yeah. But with the wedding and knowing you guys know me, what's your sort of verdict from it?
I wish I could have seen it. It would have been so funny. Just an obnoxious man just walking up to a professional athlete and telling him he's boring. It's like, inherently he is interesting to so many people because he plays professional sports.
And he's had a great career, and he seemed like a very nice man.
So he's one of the loved ones as well.
He is one of the good ones.
Newman.
We're not talking about any like just fucking thug. We're talking about someone that was very
beloved,
like looked great, beloved, very nice. And I just really embarrassed myself in front of them, but that's whatever.
I think
you gotta live with it.
I mean, it's not the first legend that bloke's copped.
Yeah.
No.
It probably didn't ruin his night. I think you're fine.
I don't think so either. I was like, he just had a little man be angry at him, and he probably just shrugged it off with that cunt's fucked up.
Yeah.
Which is exactly how I would have as well. You know, like that guy's can't handle his booze.
Also, you passing out on the dance floor would have given everyone a bit of like, oh, okay, he was maggot.
Yeah. That's a strong third quarter.
It's got everything. You know what I mean? It's got a first act, a second act, and a great resolution.
A very suitable resolution too.
I'm seeing a Melbourne show next year.
This is the drunk with 1,000 faces.
Now listen,
I'm back on the wagon now, as well. I'm not drinking again.
Getting match fit.
Yeah.
Just say, this is my Mad Monday cunt, Like, it's like, I don't even assault anyone or a young girl. So, fuck you.
That's true, yeah.
It's pretty good to have a Mad Monday and not a dress.
But sports people, I don't understand why there's such a rivalry between sports and the arts. Because we're the same.
Man,
you know?
Someone had
we're the same.
Someone had a really good point about that. It's only in Australia. Like in England, they're like parallel. No one cares. People like sports and they like arts. But in Australia, it's like you can only like one or the other. Like people in England, they'll go watch Chelsea play and then they'll go fucking catch a comedy show. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, but in here is like such a, I don't know if it's a class divide. I don't know what it is. Yeah. But people, they really pick one of, like, it's you like this, this is your life now. That's it.
It's absolutely a class issue. Like, there's nothing, like, it's absolutely a class issue.
Is that just because comedy's just been branded a certain way?
Well, like, these are the same people that would be like, you know, we want more diversity on the screen and then, like, won't even look at how diverse, like, Fox, like, sports is.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't, like, they only want, you know.
They want a quick fix, not a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they can't have an Islander on TV, but they can have, like.
Can watch him tackle blokes, but.
They'll absolutely watch him tackle blokes, but, you know, like.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, there's a real, it's a real class thing.
It's strange. I think it's inflamed by the fact that, you know, arts gets fucking. I think in Australia there seems to be real hostility sometimes towards the arts.
Mm.
But let's be real, like, we've done the same thing for 40 years. Like, what the fuck? Like, the arts is getting enough funding as it is, I reckon. Like, not a dime more until you blokes are, you know, stop doing the fucking checkout.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many more times do we have to see the checkout or like a fucking game show panel where we're talking about music, you know?
Yeah.
We're bringing Spicks and Specks back for a fucking fourth time. Like, we don't deserve a fucking cent.
Yeah, exactly.
Cut the art.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We give them plenty of excuses. But I mean, in terms of sports being the same, we both got, you know, a lot of problematic shit going on.
Exactly. Yeah. When it comes to sexual assaults, like it's an even game, I reckon.
I think NRL alone ruins that argument.
I don't know. I reckon if you start doing some dirt around the theatre industry, we might start seeing some.
Oh no, that's true. I'm just thinking about comedy. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, comedy's got AFL and definitely.
I mean, listen, we're not angels AFL either.
Definitely.
I mean, just going by the guys on the couch, the podcasting game's pretty grubby too.
But I think, yeah, like theatre, fuck. Absolutely, that's a very good point. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, man.
All right, enough with tackling the big issues here. Have you got any more muggos to take us out, Ben?
Oh, Duggan heard too many muggos. He heard too many words he didn't understand.
You know, I haven't had many muggos. I've been pretty, you know, I'm in a good place.
Oh, I mean, that's
you're
well
respected, man.
Must be nice.
Did you have anything on the festival, Ben?
That's the thing. I don't think I even had one. The festival was a very positive vibe.
It was crazy.
That's what I heard. It was.
Yeah.
No one was getting.
It was beautiful.
No one was getting bullied at all.
No.
Well, I wouldn't
usually
go, I wouldn't
it's
go
a
that
fucking,
far.
Oh, they were saying stuff
usually
behind
it's
your back.
A minefield.
Yeah.
Usually it's a minefield, but I didn't have. There was no troubles. Absolutely no troubles.
Oh, look at that. In a
Even people that, you know, you've had an. You have an unspoken sort of agreement that you don't like each other.
Mm.
And we're, you know, even those people, you were like very pleasant and relaxed around. It was nice. Mm.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Love it.
Yeah. I had a big night with Greg Larson there. It was awesome. I had a few beers with him. He's funny cunt. That's good.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was nice.
It was a good time. Do you guys have like that? Is that just me that has this sort of, you're like, okay. You don't like me, I don't like you. Do you have those sort of...
100%.
Oh, no, you're talking to the right guys for that shit. That's it. Yeah, these people still say hi to me.
This nice, it's kind of a gentleman's agreement or a, you know, or a person, gentle person's agreement that you don't...
Nah, oh, I eyeball the cunt till they walk away.
Yeah, Jerry's pretty aggressive, whereas, yeah.
I'm not going to be nice.
You get aggressive.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's not just that. I mean, you've done very well for yourself. You've started. You're writing and things like that.
You're a kingmaker.
Yeah, I am.
Excalibur over here.
That.
Yeah, but yeah, not too much. But there's been a few. I can send you a list of cunts I fucking hate.
I did have this really funny interaction. I was walking along. It was one of the. It was towards the end. I was walking along with Damien Power, and. We were, I was, this was the same night that I was tripping balls. This is before. So at some point in the festival, in each year, I like to have one night that I take a lot of acid and, you know, go for a little mission. So we're on that little mission. We were doing some and we ran into some comics. And I won't name, please, but you guys both know. He was like, the first thing he said to Damo was just like, "Yeah, mate, just did 9 gigs tonight. You reckon you could do that?" And Damo was like, "That sounds like my worst nightmare, to be honest."
Fucking teacher's pet.
And we dined out on that for so long, just laughing. We had so much fun laughing at that interaction. It was just like, just the idea of someone bragging how hard they've worked for, you know, what I assume is just normal stand-up pay.
Can we guess? Can we guess a name? We'll bleep all the names.
No one's.
If we all get one guess, we'll bleep the name. Yeah. Can I go first? I want to say.
No, very close.
Oh,
Duggan? It was around. Yeah. Nah. Last one. No.
Okay.
Fuck.
No. Nah.
Can you tell us, and we'll blow.
We'll just bleep it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to tell because you know he's fine.
Got to cut all that out. Yeah. You can't just bleep it. that won't, Jamie. That's not going to make it.
No,
in.
Just beep.
He's got that's so many bleeps.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
Yeah. Bit of theater. That's all that is.
But just imagine going around like just bragging about how many gigs you've done during comedy festival when the idea is to do like one show. It's your show and have it do really well.
Right. Yeah.
You ever had that on a job site, Jerry? Someone just like, you know, I stayed here till 6:30 at night.
It's like, and be like, yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, man. Go
good,
home.
Good for you. No one cares.
9 gigs is too many gigs.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Three
a night. Three's plenty.
Three a night is the magic number.
That's like a lot of people have kind of adopted that down here in Sydney where they're like, yeah, I've done, I'm just working my way through 10,000 hours. It's like, man, you could get to 40,000 hours. You're still going to fucking suck at this. Like, what are you talking about?
It's like that thing. Because if it's 10,000 hours, then every comedian in New York would be the best in the world. Yeah. And they're not. There's like a few that are really good. And there's a bunch of, there's like rivers of shit there. Just shit and shit.
It's a stupid person's understanding of what 10,000 hours is supposed to mean and represent.
Mm.
Like it's like, well, if I just do it, no matter the I can just take a shit. I've got 10,000 hours taking shit.
Absolutely,
I'm a master,
and I still can't wipe my ass properly. Like, have a look at my laundry.
I still get shit on my hands.
It's like I'm skid marks over here. Gets in between my nails. It's like, you know.
That's so funny. Somebody did 10,000 hours of shitting and they keep getting shit on their hands. So,
yeah, it's a lot of people's comedy.
You gotta get your hands dirty in this business.
Gotta work your way up.
Yeah, I wrote every shit down in a calendar, how well I went, how much shit was on my fingers.
I really earned my stripes in my undies.
It's like, fucking hell.
At the end of 10,000 hours, no one comes and goes, "You did it. You're officially good at
taking
what,
a shit.
You know,
oh man,
good at taking a shit.
You did it. You did it, bog fingers.
I'm not gonna shake your hand, no way. But you did a great job.
Yeah. I show up in a Hurt Locker suit to give you an award.
Oh, we might leave it there on a big laugh for a change.
Thanks so much for coming in, Ben.
Yeah, Ben,
plug your web series again.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I'm glad that I could share my humiliation in front of
the council.
I am humiliated. I am shamed about it. I'm very embarrassed about that. But you know what can you do?
This guy's got bigger fish to fry. He's got a game on the weekend.
He's retired.
Ooh.
So he probably was sitting around on a pile of cash.
You just gave him another grand final.
I love my life. I love my life.
It's Grouse House.
I guarantee that he's not thought about me ever. Grouse House
is the YouTube
channel. Hug the Sun. Grouse House is the YouTube channel. Hug the Sun is the web, the series. And
comes out every Thursday, huh?
When's the opening episode?
Oh boy.
And smiles and laughter are the fucking aim of the game.
We're on 6% battery. We made it all the way.
We fucking did it, boys.
We did it.
We did it.
I'm proud of you guys.
Thanks so much for coming in, Ben.
Say hi to Maggie
for
us.
Thank you for having me to plug my bullshit. And
anytime you want to come on, man.
Yeah, man. If you want to plug a shit you're going to take in an afternoon, come on the show. We'd love to have it. Like, please.
I actually love to see you all. And I would love to. Yeah, let me know anytime. I'll pop on. Yeah. I've got plenty of embarrassing shit that I've done.
I'd love to get you in and person. Have you got any plans of coming up?
So I'm coming up on the 15th of June.
Oh, baby. Oh,
we'll get you on.
Yeah,
come on in.
15th of June to the 22nd, I'll be around. So Perfect. We should definitely hang the fuck out.
That'll be a few days. Oh, how long are you in town from the 15th of June till when?
Yeah, 15th of June to the 22nd.
Oh, fuck.
Just missed a live show.
We're doing a live show.
When?
The 26th, I think.
I thought the 24th.
24th, sorry.
Oh, man, that sucks. I got to be back. I got a job, but...
Oh, congrats.
Must be nice.
Thanks. That was not a brag. That was just unfortunate. I was going to actually, legitimately, this is not me bullshitting, I was actually going to leave around the 25th, but then I got that work and I had to change it. So
that's all right.
Next time. Damn it.
Story of my fucking life. Dollar short. A shit on my hand.
Stupid.
Stupid, gay, but confused.
What are you guys going to do for the live show? Have you done one before?
Nah, first one. We got heaps of cool shit planned.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's exciting.
It's
going
to be an extravaganza.
I'll say this.
The Grub did their...
You'd want to get your tickets because they're half gone already. They've only been on sale for a day.
Yeah, sick.
So if you don't get them
that's great news.
You're fucked.
Where is it?
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
I'll let you plug your live show.
Thanks, Ben.
If you don't mind. You were saying about the Grub live show just then?
Sorry, the Grub live show, yeah.
What were the Grub, we did our first live shows, and it was one of, during this comedy festival just gone, and it was some of the most fun, like, I've had.
Man.
It was so much fucking fun.
I saw the clip from Big Piss City Limits.
Yeah. It was just such a good vibe because you've got... It's not like a normal show, right? You've got everyone that's buying a ticket loves the podcast and wants to see you guys. And especially if you haven't done a live show, that's got an electric vibe. Mm. You know? So you've got this kind of house that is... It's 100% home team, home ground house.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Just love it. And want to see you well, and you just feed off that.
Bit like parents watching their kids at a Rocker Steadford, I reckon.
It's so much fun.
Sparkle.
It'll be nothing short of electric.
Yeah. If we pull off half the shit we've got planned, it'll go down in history.
Oh, that's so good. Are you gonna put it out normal?
We don't know. We're filming it, but we'll see what happens.
You can film Patreon.
It might be a bit too red hot for the main feed, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah.
Man, well, thanks so much for coming in.
Watch it.
Yeah, we appreciate
it,
Ben.
No worries, guys. Always a pleasure. I'll see you when I'm up there.
All right.
Ciao. Yeah, we'll see you soon. Love you, Ben.
Love you, Benny. Bye.